The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
The single lamp would flicker in the late night draft and kiss the thin, unconscious face of Dinah on her fevered cheek until the dawn, while Joseph watched and prayed that she would live. She was 18, and he less than a year behind her in the line of Jacob's seed. He'd been mistaken for her twin, and worse, accused of bringing down this curse on his half-sister's head because his brothers said he broke the laws of God and loved her as no boy should love a sister, nor enjoy the bed of his own father's child. But Leah, Dinah's mother, smiled at Joseph lovingly across the bed and said, "Joseph, the loss of my own daughter would not make me doubt your chastity or take my daughter for a wench. I know why she lies here like this, and so do they. It was the filthy rape of Shechem." Simeon may drape his guilty conscience with some slur against my daughter's character and your uprightness, but it will not stand. When angry brothers kill in vengeance, troubles come. Tonight, my daughter lies with some Hittite disease, and Levi schemes to blame with Simeon, the boy whose name they most despise, because you are your father's favorite son by far. Oh, they may boast to Jacob, sure, that no Hittite would ever lure a Hebrew girl into his bed without the price of his own head, and they made good their word with plot and trickery. Deceit is not so quickly crushed, but deeply runs between a father and his sons. Yet they will blame my daughter's death on you and use her final breath to justify their jealousy. And if by any means to see your father lose the apple of his eye and steal an old man's love. The lad looked up from Dinah's face and stared at Leah's piercing grace. "I thank you, madam, for your trust. Not once did I so much as lust at your fair daughter, though I do confess to love my sister. True, she is a fair and winning maid, but I have fixed my heart and stayed my mind to die or go to pit or dungeon first before I sit on scented sheets with any maid unmarried to my soul. I've prayed now every night that she would wake, and I am much perplexed and quake with baffled fear that she will die. Oh, Leah, why? Why, Leah, why?" "Perhaps," she said, "the answer lies not so much in the minds of wise and learned men as in the long obedience that fights the wrong and does the right, no matter what, and waits to see the answer cut in living stone and really wrought in flesh and blood before it's taught. Perhaps the answer is the same as why your brothers hate your name. Is not this hate 100 times more evil than your sister's crimes of burning fever and distress and slowly breathing less and less? And is our God less able to remove the heat of rage toward you than to defeat the raging flame of Dinah's raped and burning frame? I think not, Joseph. Rather, both are easy for our God. One oath from heaven's throne and she would rise. One more and all your brothers' eyes that hate you now would weep. And so the answer why they hate will show the answer why your sister lies unwaking through your prayers and dies. There is a meaning, Joseph, in the hatred of your brothers. Sin does not have power to nullify the deity of God. Ask why your sister lies unconscious there, and why they hate in spite of prayer. But do not be in haste or chide your God that he should wait and hide his purposes for now. He knows when we should understand, and goes about his work with perfect pace. And putting every piece in place, he leads a faithful man at last by night to stand where he can cast his eyes in light across the ways that made no sense for years, and praise the hand that led him all his days and brought him through the baffling maze. She stopped and looked at Joseph's eyes and prayed that God would make him wise. I marvel, Leah, that you do not hate me like the rest. You knew the dreams I had as soon as they were told, that all of you will someday bow to me. The sun, the moon, 11 stars like cedars hewn will fall before the hated boy. And now my brothers would destroy a son of Israel before they put their faces on the floor at his conceited feet. But you are different, Leah. Why? It's true, I know the dreams. And I believe that they have come from God. I grieve that all my sons are blind and cannot see the first fruits of a plan to humble them and save their souls. Then Joseph said, "But Leah, why? You see. You have another kind of eye. Where did you get this sight?" She gazed a long time at her daughter's glazed and half-shut eyes, then said, "I watched your mother die because a botched delivery of Benjamin left her to hemorrhage within. And as I watched, God turned my life around. I was the other wife, the second choice, the undesired. He slept with me. It was required. I've known the favored place, first in my husband's arms, and then I've been rejected, just like you. I've tasted hate and wondered why. But as I watched my sister and your mother die, I saw the hand of God. Rachel was beautiful, and I was plain, and worse, as full of envy as an evil heart could be. And when she died, my part might well have been to revel in her woe, except that all my sins swept over me and crushed my vain desires and gave me more disdain for my own enmity than all her favored charm. It was a call to wait before I judged the ways of God. Who would have thought my days would be the more and better ones, and I, not she, would bear 6 sons of Israel? And yet, dear son of Rachel, it is you, not one of my 6 sons, that God exalts in dreams, while all the ugly faults of mine are on display." She paused, and Joseph said, "Has not this caused you to resent the ways of God?" "Oh, Joseph, learn to kiss the rod, my son. You will be tested soon, and in the midst of sunny June, your winter will arrive. And though I sit here in my winter's woe, I know that spring will come, and God will smile and lay aside his rod Be sure the wheel will turn again, and one of my own sons will then be lifted up with scepter in his hand, perhaps, and conquer sin. At daybreak, Jacob came to get his son. The old man touched the wet and fevered skin of Dinah's face, then said to Joseph, "Go trace the path of your brothers, the path your brothers took last week with all our flocks beyond the creek of Hebron. You will find them toward the plains of Shechem. They've ignored my word to send me news again, and I am worried that the men there might have made a raid against the boys." So Joseph stood and sensed a chapter in his life was done. He stooped to kiss his sister one more time, and then, before he went, he turned to Leah for consent, who, smiling, said, "She'll be all right. Remember what we've seen tonight." As Joseph meets the rising sun and we light Advent candle 1, remember that the question, why, is answered not with skill, but by a long obedience and fight that hates the wrong and does the right.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.